Hey everybody, C-Note here, and welcome to Dopamine, the show that is like diner food. You're just not sure if it's going to be good, but you're willing to take the chance anyway. So thanks for coming in. I appreciate you. Thanks for being here. Welcome to the show. We're going to talk all about mentors and mentees on this show. Basically, the communications, and mostly this is for like younger people, but I talk a little bit about people that are like a little bit older, kind of like in their 30s and 40s, and the mentors for these young people. The influencers or the people that a lot of young people getting out of high school, going into college, trying to figure out what to do with their lives. They're listening to podcasts. They have mentors that are influencers or whatever, people on Twitter or Gary Vee or something like that. And there's a lot of questions about where to go in life. They seem lost because they've spent 18 years with their parents and suddenly they're thrust out into the wild and they don't know what to do, right? But then, you know, we have as mentors, people who have podcasts, who have a presence out in social media, we can kind of sometimes get bombarded with those messages of someone trying to ask for help from us. And I don't get bombarded per se, but I have a couple people who reach out to me and I have my own personal rules and boundaries for how I interact with them. And that can be a challenge to figure out what those are. But for me, if someone is expecting something from me, then no, that's why I have a consulting rate, right? But if I have the opportunity to answer a specific question or to have a quick engagement that is really interesting, or you provide me with some sort of value that you basically demands my attention, right? Then, or if I can turn your question into like a podcast episode or something like that provides me some semblance of value, some incentive to answer your question. Whereas also if you're a young person, it's got to be understood that your time is what you can offer. There are things that you can offer even if you don't have experience and monetary success just yet, right? So there are things that can be mutual in this relationship, and which I think can be very different from the parent-child relationship and what those kids are used to, right? It's about learning the value exchange aspect of getting out into the real world, right? And that could be a difficult shift. But I think this episode could be important for if you're a young person trying to reach out to an influencer or trying to ask questions to someone, like this is a way for you to connect with someone. And the same for mentors, learning how to set boundaries but still being able to help, because like information is not what's being put under a paywall. It's your time, right? So I think giving away things for free, give is always good for business, always good for everyone. But there are boundaries we have to set and we have to respect them within ourselves and for each other. So we're going to talk about all of that today on Dopamine. Let's hit the button and do the thing. Let's go. Drums, please. Okay, so this month, November, we don't have any sponsors for this show, but if you are interested in being a sponsor for the show, hit me up here at anchor.fm/dopamine, send me a voice message, or hit me up at Let's Go C-Note. Basically charging per 1,000 listens for the entire month, so your spot gets to be heard for the entire month. I don't delete the actual ads. So you get your ad read over and over and over again, for repeat listens and all of that stuff. So we have people who are mental health, not experts, but like people that are, interested in growing and developing themselves and their mental health and, learning to be better entrepreneurs. So it's perfect for coaches. If you're doing any kind of teaching, like those will make some of the best sponsors. So feel free to hit me up at Let's Go C-Notes on all my social channels and let's get you on the show. On with the show. Let's go talk about the topic. Let's do this. All right, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hope you guys are doing well. Is it Tuesday? What day is it? Wednesday? Tuesday? No, it's Tuesday. Yes, it is Tuesday. I'm recording on October 30th, but it is November 6th for you guys, which means, and this is the last time, I think it's going to be the last time I'm doing this, that the Boss Project Summit starts today. So today at 2 p.m. is my keynote for the Boss Project Summit, sponsored by Dubsado and hosted by Think Creative Collective, the wonderful ladies that were on yesterday's show. They are hosting from Think Creative Collective. They were a lot of fun to talk to. I had so much fun on that episode. So really, really excited. Or no, that was today, actually. Yeah, that launched last week, rather. Sorry. Last week's episode. I'm getting my timing messed up. But last week's episode, they were amazing. It was so much fun. Loved it. Really excited to be working with them and being on this thing. And really, it's just amazing to be a part of this keynote that has 40 plus speakers, so many amazing projects talking about branding and scalability and sustainability of business and marketing, and like personality types are in there too. And we're talking about YouTube, and there's all sorts of goodness about, you know, you like your message and copywriting and all that stuff. Like there's so many people talking about so many amazing things that to not go to this thing for free just doesn't make any sense, right? This is launching at midnight. So if you catch this at midnight and you have not yet signed up, go to bit.ly/cnotesummit. Now, if you're later in the day and you've missed some of it already, do not fret. You can go to bit.ly/cnotes. Actually, let me check that bit.ly link real quick live on the air. I want to make sure you get the right link, so that you can sign up for this thing and go. Basically, it's a pre-party. It's a pass. It's an all-access pass. It's no longer the pre-party pass, but it's an all-access pass. It's called bit.ly/cnotedoor. cnotedoor. And you basically go there and sign up for the at-the-door price for this all-access pass that gives you all access to every little bit of information, right? Everything that's being talked about in this summit is all about, it's just everything that you're going to learn and be able to have access to and reference whenever you need to go back and reference it. If you're going like 6 months from now and you're struggling with finances, you can go back and watch these and get some assistance with that, right? So you'll have access to this, lifetime access, after you buy the all access pass. So bit.ly/cnotedoor if you have not signed up for that. So thank you guys again for listening to the show and being here. You know, I'm reaching the end of the month for me. You're listening this the first week of November, but for me, this has been a lot of fun to do this show, and still reminds me of why I do this daily, because it's just a great feeling for me to do this. But you know, I'm still getting messages from people who are connecting to it, and it's a wonderful feeling. So today on the show, I wanted to talk all about mentorship, asking for advice, and you know, seeking advice or notoriety or attention from someone you deem to be a mentor or famous or someone that you admire or look up to. I think part of the entrepreneur journey, but also part of the sort of like, if you're a younger person trying to learn stuff, trying to connect with stuff, trying to connect with people, and trying to find ways to get out of your own headspace in ways that you maybe are not even sure of how to do just yet. You know, it's you may recognize that being stuck in your own head is not the best way to go about that, right? You need someone else. You need a mentor. You need someone to talk to. There are plenty of young kids that I've talked to. I say kids, but I mean like early 20s, maybe like late teens. I find that they're struggling the most because, you know, we spend 18 years with our parents and then suddenly we're expected to be adults out of nowhere, you know? So it's like, we have to be independent after 18 years of being dependent. And that's kind of strange to go out into the world and be expected to kind of have it all figured out, right? And those are the expectations that they put on themselves, or that you might put on yourself if you're someone that is in this boat, essentially. I don't know why I said boot. you know, it's, let me move my microphone. You know, you might be someone who is in this boat, and you are, I think it's the Philly thing. I think it's the Philly accent that's messing me up. Like some boat, emotional boat. Stupid. Philly, you've ruined me. So, you know, a lot of these kids are in this place, and they want someone to look up to. And that's starting to become me, which is really interesting for some people. I've had a situation when I was working as a multimedia designer at my previous job. One of the higher ups, one of the management people, came up to me and they were just like, "I have a cousin who wants to get into what you're doing, video and all this stuff, and graphic design, etc. And he just needs a little bit of mentorship. Do you mind meeting with him for lunch one time and just doing this?" At the time, I probably should have charged a consulting fee, but that's okay. Because it was like a full hour, but I was happy. You know, I'm happy to help people. So it's not about not about the money, but I think at the time I would have been like, yeah, you know, that's a good opportunity because I know they had money. But anyway, I do love helping people, and I'm more than happy to answer people's questions. But I think what really helps when you're trying to seek help from any kind of mentor is to have kind of a specific question in mind or something worked out. When you show up to someone and just say, like, I don't know what to do, like, that might not necessarily be helpful. You know, trying to find a more specific question is going to be helpful. I think I don't know what to do is so broad that it's still up to you to figure it out, because anyone who's going to give you advice based on that is just going to say the same thing that I just said. Like, it's up to you to figure that out. You need to go test things. You need to go play with things. You need to go try stuff. You know, you don't know what to do because you just haven't experienced enough things yet, right? And I think that is a solid piece of advice, but you're going to get, that's the lowest common denominator of advice that you're going to get. And if you're going to be having access to a mentor, then you should at least try to get a little bit more prepared to ask a more specific question if you can, you know? And if they deem it worthy to kind of pull out and say, like, hey, we need to talk about this on a more wider level. Like, is this a thing you actually want? And then, you know, recommend trying and testing new things, then that's going to be part of it also, right? So I've had people come up to me and ask me questions, not come up to me, but like virtually come up to me, PM me or message me on like Instagram or something and ask me about like, you know, a very specific question, which I'm usually happy to answer whenever I can, and be able to provide some sort of value if I feel like I have a succinct answer. If I don't have an answer, I would be like, I don't have an answer for that, but here's an article or here's a link or here's a podcast or something. And, you know, I'm not going to ignore people. I'll respond at my leisure, I guess, you know, and I think that's the difference between like asking for money for consulting versus like just helping people is like consulting is like, I need it now and I need you to stop what you're doing and pay attention to me and do work and research and things like that. And I'm like, okay, well, that's what you have to pay me. But if it's like, you just message me on Twitter or you call in here on Anchor or whatever, like I'm happy to answer your questions. Like I'm not putting a paywall against that. I'm putting paywall up against my time, basically, not against the information, right? And I think that's a good way to go about life anyway. Again, that kid that asked for advice, like I sat with him, we had lunch, we talked for about an hour and basically came to that conclusion, like, you know, you've got a ton of time, you're like 20 years old, you don't have to necessarily expect certain things. And you know, I think he was talking to me about like, I need a paid internship. I was like, why do you need a paid internship? He's like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm worth being paid. I'm like, but if nobody is willing to hire you, then you're not worth being paid, you know? And I think there's this, like, I caution using the word entitlement, but it is. It's not in the political sense that a lot of people use it as like a catch-all, like, oh, you're entitled. But I mean, there is a bit of that going on that we feel, you know, we feel a sense of worth in the wrong directions, right? We feel like our time is valuable when it's actually not, you know, especially when you're younger, like you've barely done anything respectfully. You know, there are a lot of young guys, the young people that have done a lot of great things and you have that value. But if the data is telling you, if people are not hiring you, then they're not hiring you for a reason. It's not likely because of mental health difficulties or expressions of yourself or who you are, or your race or anything like that. Sometimes that is, but that's sad. To assume that based on, you know, and while ignoring, like if you have the talent and the skill and it's been proven over and over again, but people still aren't hiring you, then maybe that's on them. But most of the time, it's kids assuming that they have more value than they have and that they are owed a paid internship. And that's just not the case. It's just you can't know, you know, and I think it's a good lesson in, you know, give, ask, right? Because I did an internship at a TV station when I was towards the end of my college career and I worked for free, right? But about a month or two after that was over, I did a good job. I gave them the best that I could, and they called me and they hired me. They needed help designing the newspaper ads. And I was like, all right. And she was like, $15 an hour. And I was like, great. That was $5 more than anything I'd ever made until then. Right. So I was like really excited about that. And I was like, this is awesome. So, you know, it's not giving for the sake of a return, because, you know, there's no guarantee that they'll call you and hire you. But that goodwill and the giving in a way that is like, you're giving your time, you know, that is your currency when you're that young, right? Is giving your time and, you know, learning on the job, because you're learning things, you're meeting new people, building connections. And that's like another thing that, that is important for growing as a young person like that. Now, I think on the flip side also, if you're like a bit older and you're in my shoes and you're someone who's a bit of a mentor and trying to connect with people, and you know, you might be a bit jaded. You might have a lot of people asking for your advice, stuff like that. You know, setting boundaries is going to be important, because for me, I don't want just anyone calling me, and I don't want anyone messaging me expecting for me to respond to them. Like if someone gets upset that I'm not responding to them, then okay, we're done. Like that's not how this works. Unless you're willing to pay me, like we're done. Like, you know, it's an exchange of you being nice and asking a specific question or finding a way to engage with me that is direct and doesn't waste my time, that is going to get you the answer, right? So, and I think the mentor and the mentee have a mutual relationship in making sure that we're understanding that value exchange, right? Because if you're asking someone if you're just waiting on Facebook for someone to post something so you can message them right away, like, oh, they're available because they just posted something. First of all, people can schedule things. Second of all, like assuming, you know, waiting for someone's specific attention, you know, in today's world of digital stuff is just, why does someone owe you their attention? Why does especially a mentor, someone you're looking up to, owe you their attention, right? And it's, you know, it's about humility, right? On both sides, right? I mean, I'm not so cool that I shouldn't respond to people, right? But I'm also, you know, not a pushover. So if somebody comes to me and they start asking me, I need a pop filter. Sorry, guys. If somebody comes to me and they start asking me questions about, you know, something, but then like firing rapid fire at it about it and basically demanding or giving me long explanations or things that are just like, I don't want to read that. I don't want to, sorry guys, I don't have time for that. You know, then I'll be straightforward and just say like, you got to feel it out, but I'll be straightforward and say like, okay, that's a bit too much. You know, maybe you need to talk to someone else or we can set up a call and a paid call. But right now this is too much for me to respond to in this moment. You know, you can either wait and see if I'll get to it, or you can set up a call and pay for my time, right? So it's like mutual respect in that sense, right? So that, I think that's how that goes. And for me, this all leads to the mental health conversation of setting boundaries, right? Because I think if you're a young person dealing with mental health issues, it's going to benefit you to understand that kind of beating yourself up for where your parents' expectations are or where your expectations are of yourself is not going to help anything. It's going to make it worse, right? And sometimes working with a mentor or getting advice from someone or reaching out to someone that like you really care about is, you know, an important step to not isolate yourself, to get some good advice from someone. And that's why I'm giving you tips to be able to like reach out and connect with someone. Because if you, you know, Gary Vee talks about this all the time, that if you are going to provide value for, if you want attention from Gary Vee, for example, he talks about loving the Jets all the time. Like, you know, provide him with something cool or interesting and he might give you his attention, but he doesn't owe you his attention just by merely you existing and showing up, right? Like you got to do a little bit something else, right? Or be at the right place at the right time or something like that, right? But either way, like attention is not ever owed to you. You still got to work for it regardless of what you do. Even if it's like a smaller influencer on Instagram or something and you message them and you want to learn about how they did it, you know, ask them a specific question or provide them with some sort of compliment or I don't know, some way to connect with them that is not about you first, right? Not, you know, you're giving. And then when you feel the time is right, you ask, right? It's not a formula. It's not like you give six times and then you ask, right? It's it's something you got to practice. You got to get good at, and know your boundaries and realize that, like, practice what the Gorilla Group calls positive indifference. That if you're putting something out there in the world, that there's just nothing owed to you. So there's a chance that someone's going to reject you, and it's not rejecting you on a personal level. It's just that the needs are not there yet and the stars are not aligned. Like the connection point is not there. It doesn't make sense for you to connect with this person just yet. Right. From like a holistic level almost, and it's not their fault either. They're not saying like, oh, this kid, but it's just like, I don't have time. Sorry. This is nothing personal. I got to keep moving, because everybody's got to get theirs. Everybody's got their things. Right. So it's about mutual respect for that, I think, is the most important thing to consider for both the mentor and the mentee, and making sure that you're playing within the lines that make sense for both people. You know, so if you're a young person, I say, you know, I recommend, like, yeah, reach out to the people that you think you find interesting, right? At least give them a compliment. You like, don't have a question ready for them right away. Like, start with a compliment. So there was this one kid recently messaged me on Instagram, and he gave me oh, that's interesting. Okay. Sorry, I just got a text message and it confused me. There was a kid that messaged me on Instagram, and he listens to the podcast. So shout out to you. I forget your name. I apologize. But he started with just saying, like, you know, I love the show. It's been helpful to me. It's been doing all this good stuff. Alex. Yes, Alex. Thank you, Alex, for messaging me. Actually, he started it in a way that is not what I would recommend. He said, like, hey, just listen to your podcast and wondering if I can talk to you. That's a little too vague. I think in my case, I was just like, yeah, it's fine. I have time and I could do that. But I think if you want to have something specific today, just like lead in with something specific, right? You can have the ask right away, but like, if he threw in a compliment first, like, that'd be cool. But after he had my attention, or after I responded, he then went on a sort of a long thing. He's probably an INFJ, actually, now that I think about it, because they like having your attention before they say something. But, I would recommend just like leading in with a compliment without any expectation, even if you don't have any kind of question to ask, just give them a compliment, engage, connect. Do something that just says like, hey, I support you. Buy their product, or message them on Instagram, or comment on their posts. Don't be all stalkery and too weird, or to do it all too quickly. But, if you feel like you can give some mutual value to one another, like, do it, and at least try it. But at the same time, practice positive indifference and realize that if they don't respond to you, that like, it's not the end of the world. There are going to be other people in your life that you look up to. There are going to be people that help you, and all sorts of guides in your life that are going to be interchangeably coming in and out of your life, helping you navigate through the world, right? Like, even if I'm your mentor, I'm not your parent, right? I'm not required to give you attention, right? I'm not required to feed you and burp you and help you through the navigation of society and stuff like that, right? It's still up to you to make those adjustments. So it is an absolute challenge for that to happen. So, at the end of the day, I think it's important for people to, to work on respecting each other's time, respecting energy, respecting boundaries and expectations. You know, I don't owe you anything. You don't owe me anything. Like, we're just going to try to help each other. And if we have the opportunity to help each other, great. If it's not there yet, then just work towards it. That's totally fine. So, I'm going to wrap this up. This whole mentor-mentee relationship, I think, is an interesting one. And I'm going to I'll probably revisit this in the future, as I probably will with a lot of my podcast topics. I think a lot of these evolve over time, and understandings of them evolve over time. And if there's a new angle to talk about, then we'll do it. So that's it. And I'm going to wrap up this show. I hope you guys take care of yourselves and each other. Again, go to bit.ly/cnotedoor to pick up that all access pass for the Boss Project Summit that is happening today. And I'll catch you next time. Subscribe, leave some love, hit the the subscribe button and leave a rating and review and all that good stuff. And that'll be amazing to help us grow the show. So thank you guys for being here. Thank you for being you. I appreciate you for listening to the show. Go out there and kill it. And I'll catch you next time on Dopamine. See ya. Hey, you beautiful human. Thanks for listening to Dopamine and providing your support for this show. I really, really appreciate it. If you really love this show, leave a review on iTunes and Stitcher to show some love for the podcast. You can also check out cnote.media to check out my work and my courses. But with that, we'll catch you next time. See you guys later.